Hello everybody, my name is Colm Dunan and I work as a learning officer with the BBC, BBC Scotland Learning, and my job as learning officer is to be the kind of liaison between our production departments, the people who produce all of the different learning content around the BBC and the wider education sector in Scotland. And I'm here today to kind of just share with you a little bit about where we're going with some of our new content, what's going to be happening on our website in the next few months, and suggest a couple of next steps if you are interested in getting yourselves or your learners involved with the BBC and giving us some advice basically about what we should be doing and how we should be developing new and better content to support what you do in classroom, in class, but also to support your students maybe in using BBC content, whether it's on tablets or any other devices that you have in your schools. So first things first, I won't go to this side. I'll go to Bite Size, which is something that we launched relatively recently. Everybody knows or is aware of Bite Size, which is a sort of simple revision. It's our platform for providing revision. With the introduction of the new qualifications in Scotland this year, we obviously had a really hard deadline in Scotland that we needed to have that content up and ready in time for when the new cohort of young people doing National 4 and National 5 were there. So as you can see on our Bite Size site at the moment, we have these slightly striking wee things with the different levels, both in Gaelic and in. So this is the first tranche, basically, of our bite-sized guides for these individual subjects, for these qualifications in Scotland. As you can see, the site is a little bare. The reason for this is because the BBC are relaunching our website, bringing together all of our knowledge and learning content across the entire BBC. So it's a very large infrastructure rollout, and we, because we needed to have our content ready for when students went back to school in August, have had to kind of put this stuff and make this stuff go live in the beta site. This site will change and will evolve over time. It will bring in more and more content from the BBC around it. What we have at the moment are kind of very simple basic guides, and they'll offer a good indication of, and I'll just show you basically quickly about how we've started to organise the content, which will give a good example about potentially where we're going. So let's have a look, say, National 5 Geography. These are the individual kind of subject headings that we have. So let's just go to this one, because I'm quite familiar with this particular area. So glaciated uplands. You have a small revision chapter here. Again, the navigation is very, very basic. There are a few too many clicks. We realise that. This is our first go. And again, we're waiting for the site to get all the bells and whistles and stuff on it. This is basically what the content would look like. It's a short revision chapter. The first thing really to say is that the new knowledge and learning website, this website, is optimized for four screens. So it's optimized for smart TV, desktop, laptop, mobile, and
tablet.
Is that 7 minutes? Okay, I'd really better get a wiggle on. We're four in. So it's optimized finally for tablet. So we've got infographics, it's got a mix of video and written content. So again, we think it's really kind of accessible and it's actually addressing learners' needs, you know, where and when they're particularly revising. As this is a first go and this is kind of our major call of action, we're interested in user testing this with students. So if you are interested in having a group of S4 students test this, tell us what they think about it, tell us what they think about the content, whether they think it will help them revise, help them retain their knowledge or practice their skills, please get in touch with me and we'll follow that up. We'd be aiming to do kind of an active classroom activity over one period. It would just be 1 hour. We're obviously really conscious of the fact that S4s and yourselves have very little time with these new qualifications come in. The other thing, just to highlight quickly, is that yes, you have the bite-sized content. We've also got this classroom resources tab. And this looks at, this brings together all of the different class clips material under that subject heading, all in one place. So again, it's a good place. If you are looking for content that you want to use on a tablet or whatever, they're all here. You can check through them. Again, we'll be doing retrospective mapping, not just for National 4 and 5, but back the way through the school. So third and fourth level for secondary and back into primary as well. So this is what's coming in the coming months, will be us bringing together our content, kind of delivering it under subject headings so that you can find it or discover it a little bit easier. Again, optimized for tablets so it's kind of easy to use and things like that. Interested in hearing any feedback that you have. And yes, I think that's about it. Okay.
Thanks.